U.S. senators hear from the man who wants to be the next U.S. Secretary of the Treasury. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Treasury Secretary nominee Steven Mnuchin is facing questions this morning about his role turning around a failed bank called IndyMac and making money off its sale. That's capitalism, but it's also perceived by some as profiting off the great financial crisis. Speaking of financial crisis, these tend to come every 7 years or so, which means it's possible a financial crisis is overdue. Philip Swagel was Assistant Secretary for Economic Policy at the Treasury Department during the George W. Bush administration. He's now a professor at the University of Maryland's School of Public Policy. Good morning to you.
Hi, David. Good morning.
You've met the man. Do you have a sense of how Mr. Mnuchin might do managing a big financial crisis if one were to occur?
In the last crisis, he played a constructive role. He took over IndyMac when the bank was a disaster. He minimized the losses for taxpayers. He implemented the foreclosure protocol that the FDIC wanted him to do. And the FDIC's inspector general said he did a good job at implementing it.
Well, some of the criticism will be that he had a financial stake in this. He was running the bank and that he may have done well based on his role there.
Absolutely. And that, in some sense, that to me shows his good judgment, that he looked at a bank that others saw as a disaster. And he said, well, no, there's an opportunity there. And he maximized the opportunity. And I hope he's able to do that on behalf of the United States.
Now, the Trump team has been indicating they would like to roll back some of the rules intended as safeguards that were put into place after that last financial crisis. Can we assume Mr. Mnuchin would be in favor of deregulation given his Wall Street pedigree?
The question today is whether we have the right regulation, right? Because we want to strike a balance between growth and innovation and safety, on the other hand. I think there's a wide consensus that some of the rules and regulations that have been put in place after the crisis have gone too far in stifling our financial sector without providing an increase in safety. And so that's the task for Mr. Mnuchin and the others in the new administration, are to try to find the balance.
Well, there's a broad consensus on Wall Street that the regulation has gone too far. Of course, it's quite controversial depending on who you ask.
There's a sense in which the last couple of years, any talk about changing regulation has been attacked as deregulation. And I don't think anyone, including Mr. Mnuchin, is looking to roll back the regulations to what we had in 2005 or 2006. The question is getting the balance right. And it's a really difficult balancing act, right? We want private investors to take risk. We don't want the government to have to come in and bail them out after the fact. And that's the challenge for Mr. Mnuchin, is to find the right balance.
Philip Swagel is a professor at the University of Maryland School of Public Policy and was Assistant Secretary for Economic Policy at the Treasury Department during the George W. Bush administration. Professor, thank you.
Thanks, David. It's a pleasure.
Former Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn appeared at a government hearing in Germany this morning on the Dieselgate scandal. Citing ongoing investigations, Winterkorn refused to say how early he learned that VW was cheating. Game of golf is one way to seal a business deal. Then came bicycling as a bonding mechanism. But let's not forget squash. Small room, hard ball, lots of sweat. This week, New York is hosting the Professional Squash Association Tournament of Champions. Squash players are here, but so are business leaders. And as Jimmy Jenkins reports, hubs of global commerce, including Dubai, see the sport as economic development.
Inside a giant glass cube in the Vanderbilt Hall of Grand Central Station, two world-ranked squash players are running, swatting, lunging, and turning on a dime as fans and travelers look on. Behind the scenes in the VIP room, sponsors are sharing drinks and talking business. Ziad Alturki is the chairman of the Professional Squash Association and a self-described squash junkie.
You know, we all laugh about it, that we're not squash players, we're squash users.
The New York tournament, sponsored by J.P. Morgan, is one of a series held around the world in iconic settings. Alturki calls the setup a tournament in a box.
It's probably one of the advantages it has over any sport because it's a cube and you can just drop it anywhere you want.
The PSA hosts tournaments in extravagant locations like the pyramids in Cairo and the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. Sir Hugh Robertson is with Falcon, which represents Dubai's business interests.
One of the reasons that this tournament is so attractive to Dubai as the Middle East's financial centre is the ability to form a much closer alliance with New York, which clearly operates as the primary financial hub here in the United States.
Dubai has sponsored squash tournaments in the past, and he says the ongoing relationship gives Dubai access, not just to the major financial institutions, but also to young talent in prestigious U.S. schools, where squash is a traditionally popular sport.
The links that it gives Dubai to universities such as Yale, such as Harvard, the traditional Ivy League colleges.
Chairman Alturki says despite all of the grand production, there are scores of cameras, projection screens, LED displays, and music. The intimate nature of the game allows sponsors unprecedented access to a niche clientele.
You've got a few hundred captive audience that are exactly your target customers. You can, at the end, you can reach out to them, you can touch them, and you can introduce them to the product.
Be that an investment bank, a new car, or a new place to do business on the other side of the world. In New York, I'm Jimmy Jenkins for Marketplace.
You know, I want to luxuriate for another moment in the sound of this. So there you have it, the three audio components of squash. Whack, grunt, squeak. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.